This is Dr. Omoto dictating a follow-up. Please use the follow-up template. Patient's last name is Uber, U-B-E-R. First name is Aaron, E-R-I-N. Date of birth is January 3, 1964. Date of service is April 28, 2022. Referring provider is Anthony Koh, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y space K-O-H. MD. Chief complaint. Scalp rash. Objective, this is a 58-year-old Caucasian female with history of myasthenia gravis, rheumatoid arthritis, who has made an appointment for scalp rash that developed shortly after the procedure 1 week ago period. She is wondering if this is related to possible psoriasis or presentation of psoriatic arthritis period. Next paragraph. 1 week ago, she has gone through a 3-hour vascular procedure to replace the current portacath as well as to put a stent into her vessel, period. This is her second attempt to this procedure as the first one was unsuccessful, period. The procedure was 3 hours long and she stayed overnight at the hospital, period. The next day, she has noticed painful sensation in her scalp on the top, period. It's not so itchy, but it was painful. So when she looked at her scalp in the mirror, she noticed a reddish rash, period. The rash looks red and looks like it might even bleed, period. She has seen the vascular surgeon for a follow-up appointment, and he wasn't sure what this rash was, but possibly could be a reaction to the newly placed stent, period. She was given measurable dose pack, and she has taken the first dose yesterday and has not noticed much improvement in her scalp yet, period. She does not have any other new rash at this moment, period. Past medical history, myasthenia gravis, plasmapheresis, next rheumatoid arthritis, next depression, next hypothyroidism, next gastroparesis, next migraine headache. Medication, sulfasalazine 1000 mg BID, next Imuran 50 mg and 75 mg per day, next Topamax, next Neurontin, next Namenda, next Nestinone, next Levothyroxine, next Carbidopa / Levodopa, next Coumadin, next Ondansetron, next Gabapentin 100 mg BID, next Lasix, next KCL. Review of system per template. Please change the joints to per subjective. Objective, as this was a telephone appointment, I had view the picture of her scalp that she took at home, period. It is involving the top of her scalp, and this is where she parts her hair, and she had hair thinning that has been going on for years, so this rash is quite visibly seen, period. It looks more papular than scaly, and it involves along her hairline where she parts her hair on the top center, period. It is light pink rather than dark red, period. Impression number one, newly developed scalp rash, this does not look like a typical psoriasis rash, which is usually more scaly, as well as more itchy with a sensation, period. Looks more like a vascular rash, possibly due to reaction to something, period. As the timing of the development of the rash is after surgery, I would suspect she is reacting to something that was used during the surgery, period. Medical manager number one, I had explained to the patient that I agree with the treatment option of Medrol-DOSPACT that her vascular surgeon has already prescribed to her, period. Next, although I do not suspect this to be a psoriasis, comma, if after treatment is over with a Medrol-DOSPACT and if she continues to have a rash or redevelop rash, or she develop rash in any other parts of body, comma, she should seek appointment with a dermatologist for definitive diagnosis of this rash, period. Next paragraph, also explain to the patient of the location of the typical psoriasis rash can be, which is sometimes hard to discover by the patient herself unless they are aware of it, period. Next, she would have a follow-up with me scheduled, but she would let me know if she has further question or progress with this skin rash. This is in a dictation.